Hey everybody, welcome to another Tony Show. It's December 13, 2019. Sorry I'm a little late with this one, but I've been busy. Last couple days I've been busy. I've been meeting people from all over, people contacting me from all over. And I finally got BitChute off and running, so you will find in the very first link of the show, on the format I put below, there'll be a BitChute link. What I'm going to do there is I'm going to put in the research and development that I did to help me get to where I've got to go. I'm hoping that this will inspire a lot of you to do the same thing. You can see how through the course of evolution, you know, and evolution means to grow and learn. That kind of basically is a simple term. That's what it really means. That I went from where I went from, the things I developed, the things that have helped me come to some of the successes in regarding to dealing with the nanobio programming, the nanopoisoning that they've been giving us, the integration of nano and DNA. And the big thing that we need to start looking at is not only defending our mitochondria and our DNA, like I've stated, or your chromosomes and your antioxidants, ATP, and different things of this nature. You know, we need to start looking at how we're going to defend against artificial intelligence. That is going to be the true problem that we're going to be dealing with. And as a collective, see, I'm looking at this as an open concept or open exchange or shareware. This is truly what shareware was intended to do. That anybody who came up with an idea and a program, they would share this with other people that would work on it and collectively to come up with good ideas or better ideas. And I'm hoping that this can transfer into what I'm doing here and others who I've worked with in the past to expand the or to encompass more people involved in, you know, brainstorming. See, when we're looking at all of our experiences and everything that we've done, some of the things that we have learned in life can be applied in so many different ways, and we don't apply it because we don't have the venue to do so. And I'm hoping to provide that venue here that we can all try things, see things, test things. I mean, I've worked with people across Europe, I've worked with people across Canada, the United States. And it's been a very positive experience regarding to, you know, people that have been genuinely concerned about the onslaught of what we're dealing with. See, we're going to be dealing with frequencies, that's a given. 5G is already here, and you can assume that it is. And any kind of rhetoric that we're seeing that this group or that group has won a battle against 5G, and it's not being installed or whatever, that's delusional. And I'm not saying this to be negative. I'm saying this to be pragmatic and realistic. They are looking at putting these 5G posts side by side, which when you examine this technology, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, because when direct current was being installed back in the days of Thomas Edison, Tesla was showing that DC required too many things in order for it to work. You had to have booster stations every so many feet in order to boost the transmission of the DC power through the lines. Well, 5G works in a similar pattern. The stronger the signal, the shorter the beam, and the more support it has to have in order to transfer this beam. As you notice, these 5G antenna are going up everywhere in the city. And they're going up, you know, in huge populations, in a dense population of these antennas are being built, especially in certain specific areas. That is nothing but going to be microwave poisoning from day one. I was listening to something the other day on YouTube, and I couldn't believe the so-called specialists. The bullshit this guy was saying would have stunned even a novice, not grasping or understanding the idea that when you got that many antenna that close to each other, the emitters are going to create such a strong and powerful frequency in a short range, it's going to disrupt DNA on all levels, avian level, insect level, on worms, bacteria in the soil, you know, men and women in the vicinity of these things. And as they go up, they will have a tendency to amplify things. See, the future of AI and the future of things that we're seeing, like the autonomous truck driver running down the road, the autonomous taxi driver, everything being run by an AI network, has to have this kind of technology in place everywhere so that the signals are in such a high, strong density that there's no room for a margin of error. The question I always think in these terms is, why do we need this technology in the first place? It's been working well so far without it. And some may argue that the resources are getting run dry, blah, blah, blah. They're the same old bullshit, the same old rhetoric. You know, that little titmouse from Sweden or Switzerland, wherever, her, you know, Greta, whatever she's from, comes over to Canada, raising hell about us polluting the environment when countries are paying us a tax carbon credit in order to pollute. Makes no sense that she came to Canada unless she was set up to come here to set up an agenda in our country, which I find repulsive that such a little titmouse would come to our country to do such a thing. Now, a titmouse is not something that is crude or rude. It's a species of mouse, looks like a tit, and it squawks a lot. That's the reference I'm coming from. So, and I find that anybody that comes here from another country is going to tell us how to dictate our lives, especially when we are not a heavy polluter in this country. We do fabricate, but we don't, and we assemble, but we do not pollute. America pollutes. And my question has always been, well, if you're such a activist, you're such a, you know, hardcore, coming off with this mean-looking face and this retarded look, whatever, I don't care what anybody thinks about what I just said there, it is a retarded look. It's a front and a show. Somebody say, well, she's got this, she ain't got nothing. What she's got is a big mouth, no brain, and lots of money backing her up to come and disrupt countries. If they are so concerned about the environmental dangers of pollution and the carbon and blah, 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 well, why don't you go to China? Why don't you go to India? They are polluting 10 times more than we are in Canada, 3 times more than they are in the States. Or is it 300 times more? I keep getting the numbers mixed up. But they are polluting astronomically. They got 3 times the population. It's for sure they're going to be producing 3 times more pollution. So if they're so bloody concerned, why don't you take a walk on the wild side? Take a walk over to China and see how long and how well they welcome you. They'll tell you, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. So, we are going to be dealing with issues, for sure, and we're going to be dealing with resource issues. This is a definite. But the resource issues isn't because we have lack of resources, because we have restricted resources. We have resources that are being restricted by the corporations that are not allowing these resources to be free and released to the general population, because it would definitely lower the price of everything. The profit margins would now drop. It would no longer be artificially inflated like they are right now. Imagine if all the oil wells on the planet were no longer sealed up, that they were all pumping oil, okay, at their fullest capacity. The price of oil would probably drop down to about 25 cents a gallon. That's how much oil we would have. Imagine that. And that would transfer over into the farming. The farming whose biggest expense is fuel and seed. If the fuel costs were dropped exponentially down that far, imagine what the price of food would be. It would also go down. Farmers would not be in the debt load they're in. They may not make $1 million, but they won't also have a $10 million debt that they're carrying. Gold. There was discovered years ago that Russia had found a vein of gold, that they had released all the gold that they had found, that the price of gold would drop like a stone. It would go from $1,300 an ounce to $30. That's the reality of the world we're living. It's hyperinflated and artificially being made to give us the appearance that this wealth is abundant and that these wealthy globalists or entities have power and money. They're a small faction that's controlling global economy based on an illusion. So that's the excuses that they're going to give us. So they say, well, the resources are down, so we're going to need to cut costs. And cutting costs has always fell on the back of laborers. Always. Always, always, always. And that's not going to change anytime soon. The projected unemployment coming up in the next 5 to 8 years is going to be around 80% to 90%. Machines are going to be doing just about all the jobs, driving the trucks, driving the taxis, working in restaurants, working in manufacturing, working in construction. They're already talking about having doctors, AI doctors already in concert with the medical staff to do analysis and to be able to prognose and diagnose what people are having and needing to do. Okay, we're talking, you know, autonomous machinery that can function without any directive other than what it is, whatever programs it assimilates and activates. These are the problems that we are going to be facing up in the not that far away. And food is going to have to be done in a whole different environment today, because the food, you grow anything outside, it's retarded. It's totally retarded to consider that growing things outside today is going to have any kind of nutritional value. That is such a cockamamie concept. It blows me away. Anybody can think about it. Somebody wrote to me an email. So I want to plant trees. I know the air is bad. I mean, seriously, this is the stupidity that I deal with. You know, the bloody air is no good and it's going to poison your crop. Doesn't that seem retardedly ridiculous to do something of this nature? It's a waste of resources. Instead of trying to fight it, you know, instead of trying to piss them in the wind and get yourself sprayed and blasted with your own piss, why not try to come up with a better idea in growing things indoors? Experiment. How do you think breakthroughs come through? Necessity is the mother of invention. We know that the atmosphere is toxic. There's not going to be any cleaning that up at any time soon. Zero element of time where that's going to be all go away. We're going to be dealing with nanopoison for quite some time. And one of the ways to eliminate the nanopoison is to grow foods outside of the environment that's causing the food supply to be totally saturated with this technology. So when someone says, well, we're going to grow a tree, why would you want to put a tree or a plant or something in this type of stress? Now, that's what I'm saying. I get these people writing these things, and obviously they don't think. My suggestion would be this. Why don't you go outside? Why don't you live outside for about 2 weeks? If you're still alive after that, then maybe you can decide whether or not planting a tree in that toxic environment is a good idea or not. That's my thinking. Maybe that'll smarten you up. Maybe that'll wake you up. You know, that's, like I said, you got to start thinking. If you know bloody well, there's a shithole in front of you that drops 20 or 30 feet down. Are you going to still try to walk across that gap, knowing full well what awaits you? No, nobody's that stupid. Well, maybe there are. I really don't know anybody that stupid. I hope I never find anyone that stupid. But if you're that stupid, then you deserve what is going to come upon you. Truly, truly, truly start to think. That's one reason why I'm doing the BitChute YouTubes. I'm going to put up my stuff. You know, start to think. This is ideas. Okay, you may not agree with what I've done. You may think it's just a bunch of bullshit. That's fine too. I have no problem with that. But for the rest, it'll give you the inspiration you need or the spark to get you started. Look, nobody's stupid. Nobody's inadequate. You're just inexperienced. That's it. You haven't used your brain in so long that it's gone to sleep. And waking it up is going to take some effort. But once you do, you're going to find that it's not that you're stupid, it's just you just haven't applied yourself to learn. That's all. That's all it is. And anybody can do this. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't give a shit how many times you fail. Don't care. Okay. What makes the measure of a man or a woman is how many times you get up, get persistent, and continue to work on the problem. You may have to change what you're doing. You may have to alter your thinking. You may have to perceive this and say, well, let me look at this from a different angle. Okay, what went wrong here? Why didn't this work? It should have worked. And you start exploring. That's where your education starts. That's when you really learn and begin to understand what you're doing and why you're doing it and the effect, the cause and effect of what is going on. That understanding, nobody will ever take away from you. So when you see a bullshitter, a game player, a deceiver and a weaver on the YouTube with, you know, with whatever. I just read something, somebody sent me today, I didn't get a chance to read it, Dr. Uzi the Floozy. I mean, what an asshole. He's saying it's getting chip is a good idea. Getting chip is a good idea. Now, for those of you who are believers, okay, the Bible tells you straight out, anyone wearing the mark of the beast doesn't make it to the other side. That the whole world will be marked, big and small, from the top to the bottom. Okay, that's what they're propagating. And some people say, well, that may have happened already in the past. Maybe so. And I'm not refuting that either. What I'm saying, though, is they are going to apply that again if it hasn't been done. And if you see somebody talking this nonsense, you need to be woke up enough to realize that you are now being misled or led down a garden path to become fertilizer for their field. Time to wake up. Time to understand that not everything on this planet, not everybody is telling you the truth, and not everybody is going to give you the truth anyway. What they are going to give you, what they're going to give you, is not something that is going to benefit you in the long and short of it. It's just going to take you out that much quicker, that much faster. Okay, you need to understand that this world we live in is run by machinery. It's run by a heartless device that is out there taking everything and everybody over. You know, and it's going to create a type of integration with everything and everybody, so that whoever is part of the that agenda will be assimilated to the artificial intelligence, and the rest who are not involved in the, or don't want to get involved, then you got to start thinking how you're going to survive. Because if they chip everything and integrate everything to an AIB system, the only way you will be acknowledged or recognized in that system is if the chip or the program is operating inside of you. And any kind of chip or program operating inside of you will basically wipe you out. You will no longer be who you are. You will no longer be the person that you think you are. You will be nothing. And I mean nothing. So it's important that you understand this is the nature of what we got to deal with. Our food supply has to come from a different source. We have to understand the nature of how bacteria and enzymes work in growth, how minerals work in growth, how sunshine works in growth, how carbon works in growth. If we can simulate that indoors, we can have a full-blown garden. There's a guy in Nebraska, I don't know his name right off the bat, but he built an underground greenhouse and he is growing fruit trees in the middle of 35 degree temperature, and you should see his trees. Now see, this to me makes the most sense. And the guy is using his head. So when someone says, well, I want to go grow trees outside, I mean, are you effing kidding me? So pardon that part of the language, but I mean, oh, it's like I hear this stuff and I think, what is wrong with these people? How can you not see this? How can you not think? It's all some sort of an emotional program running through. There must be AI beaming them in the head. It's the only thing nobody can be this stupid. That's my thinking. Nobody can be this stupid. You know, but I sometimes have been proven wrong on that one. If you are getting some emotional woozy, floozy, whatever the hell it is you're feeling, okay, feeling some sort of whatever program running into your head, maybe you should examine it as a program. And I'm saying this to everybody because this is the kind of nonsense that keeps us in trouble. I was listening to some goofball the other day, some guru, talking about how intuition and the gut and the heart and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking to myself, what a moron. You know, if you don't use your brain to determine and to be able to distinguish the emotional irrationality of those things, and you just go by your gut instinct and nothing more, you will wind up in a place or a position where it will get you in deep, deep, deep trouble. And sometimes it may get you in a position where you cannot get out. So when we're talking about, you know, using the brain, I don't disregard intuition either, but if you're feeling something that is absolutely making no sense on any level, especially when we're talking about chemtrails and nano and frequencies, how long do you think your plants will last in that environment, getting blasted with frequencies, loaded with metal, and having smart dust, smart sensors program them in whatever form or fashion? And you say, well, I'm going to grow organic. You think maybe perhaps the winds may not carry over into your plants? You don't think maybe the birds that fly over that drop their bird shit on your plants or your soil isn't going to transfer that either? You don't think the bugs that are traveling from field to field won't bring that on? Have any of you ever killed a horsefly or an insect, a moth or whatever, and proceeded to blast them with a laser? The cheapest and easiest laser you can make is taking two magnifying lenses, put one lens over a jar and the other one on top of it, and have it fire and adjust the sunlight so you have a focal beam going through it. And whatever you got inside, aim it at that material. And you might be surprised what doesn't disintegrate. I have seen ants disintegrate. I had a horsefly in that situation that was dead, and I decided to blast it with that laser from the sun. Did you know it didn't vaporize? And what I did see was metallic looking wings underneath the covering. And what came out of it through the heat and overloading of the husk was chips, you know, crystals, all kinds of things. You know, this is again what we're dealing with. And if you don't think this is the reality, you know what, then I issue you a challenge. If you're in an area where you got bugs still flying around like flies or anything like that, catch them, put them in a jar, and proceed to put a magnifying lens on the top and one over that. Make sure the insect is dead because, again, it will be a horrific, painful way to die. It may not be an insect, maybe a program, or maybe an integrated DNA program with nano. But when you hit this thing, it will stick like shit, and you might be surprised what comes out of them, what totally comes out. It's going to be a surprise. And then think of this: if these insects are biting you loaded with this material, what are they transferring inside of you? How many of you are living in the winter months, and I said this on the other show, and all of a sudden you got these bugs flying throughout your house, they seem to be going everywhere, and if they go in the refrigerator, they do not die? That's because they have been hatched through the larva's been hatched through the snow. Okay, as crazy as that sounds, that's what's going on. Like I said, our future is going to be completely different. And the way we're going to deal with that future is depending on how we collaboratively, as a collective, work together. Some of you may think it's a waste of time. That's fine, that's cool. You know, and again, I got no hard feelings. Move on, carry on. Don't get in my way. Don't try to talk me out of what I want to do. If you feel that it's a lost cause, you know what? Stay home. Stay in your bed. Stick your head up your arse. I don't care what you do. You know, just don't get in the way. Just don't get in my way. You know, I am going to die, which we all will one day, and stand before the Almighty and give an account. I want to be able to say that I did everything in my power to the best of my knowledge, to the best of my knowledge, to as good as I could, to do what I could have done to help anybody I could have. You know, and to give the best account I can. The standard that we all have, those of us who are believers, I'm a believer. I have no bones to tell people I believe in Jesus. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But that's the standard I try to emulate. Some people, why would you want to emulate that? So have you ever read what he did? Have you ever read what he taught? Have you ever read what he said? That's a pretty high standard for anybody to try to achieve. And then on top of that, he died for what he was preaching and teaching. And his death was not easy. When I think about his death, and I get that in my head, and I focus on that, that just makes me break down a wee bit, because I think, holy shit. I can imagine I can't begin to grasp that pain he went through, but I can grasp I can't even really put it into words, but it's like I can visualize what he endured. That was pretty tough. So don't let anybody tell you that Jesus was a hippie or some sissy. He was no sissy, he was no hippie. You know, he was what I would call a man's man. He stood his ground right to the very end. And if we can all do that, we can make some changes that need to be made. You know, and if we can't change the world, maybe we can change the earth and save a remnant. Just my thought, just the way I think. I'd rather have that attitude and initiate a spark where we can have a collaboration and a network, a positive one, or not necessarily positive, a functioning one. I don't even like the word using positive or negative that much either. I think that puts a connotation on things that really aren't really real. There is no positive or negative. Sometimes things are just functional. They function, they work. And sometimes there are drawbacks to everything you're doing, and sometimes there are forward progress the way things are doing. It's just all it is. There is no negative or positive. Sometimes people don't get along. It doesn't mean that they're negative. It just means that they got things to resolve. They're not seeing things the way they need to see things sometimes, and just got to get past it. Once they do, they click. Sometimes things go out of sync, and sometimes when people have issues, it's because something should be there or something's missing. It's the way it goes. But anyway, the point I'm trying to get here is observe your environment. Take a hard look at what is going on. Okay, because if you don't pay attention to what's going on, you're doomed to make the same mistakes over and over and over and over. I don't know about you. I am tired of repeating this bullshit over and over and over. Seems like we cannot get past three generations without reverting back to the same stupidity that got us in the position we wind up in every time. Every time. We're heading back right for World War II right now. This is the same thing that went on just before the war broke out in Europe. And unfortunately, Europe is going to get it up the backside again because of the same lunatic policies that the entities of that time and today are now reliving, recreating. I, for one, do not want to. My mom went through that shit, and I, for one, don't want to have to go through it. If I do. But it would be a lot easier going through it with people that I can collaborate and network with than to try to go through it alone. And I think Europe needs to wake the hell up on this. The leaders you have there are just nothing but court jesters in a courtroom, and the entities are pulling their strings to create the distractions they're creating. I mean, look at the big distraction going on in America right now. The biggest pile of rubbish about this impeachment nonsense. It's a distraction. Okay, the Democrats know they don't have a hope in blazes if you were to actually look at the partisanship that's going on there, and not the collaboration, but it's all a distraction. I don't know what they're trying to get our attention from. But you know, it's what's amazing is that for all the positivity that's going on, they're trying to undermine somebody there. And I'm not saying he's full on either. I'm not saying, I'm not a Trumper, I'm not a pro-Trumper, either way, I don't care. When I see the distractions going on there now in Canada, we had the leader of the opposition party of Canada resign today. Now that's another distraction. What is going on? That's when I see stuff like that, events that are major events like this, the first thing I look at is what is going on? What should I really be paying attention to? This is close to home. Close to home. Like I said, observe. Look around you. If you're seeing these kind of things, that means there might be a power shifting going on in Canada. I do not know for sure, but it seems like a bit unusual that this is happening. Unless Scheer is not the guy they're looking for to run the party or whatever, or the transition is going on. What was it, the British Prime Minister was Progressives or the Conservatives won by a landslide. They control the House. I can see that going to happen in Canada. I can see that going to happen in Australia, New Zealand, and the U.S. I can see that happen. When the Commonwealth aligns itself completely, look out. It's always the case. Look out. Something big is about to happen. I'm sorry, I got caught up on a tangent there. Pay attention. Come up with ideas. Instead of repeating stupidity, and you're going to plant things in the environment knowing damn well that they're going to be loaded with nano or whatever. It's time we need to start to reevaluate how we're even going to farm. If all of a sudden you got nanobots crawling through the field, loading the field up with whatever contaminant or chemical or whatever going on, basically your farm would be wiped out anyway. Now this is a scenario I'm gonna put on everybody so they can start to think. Okay, we got chemtrails going on in the sky. For those of you who don't believe in chemtrails, you know what? You need to quit smoking those doobies and start opening up and smell the coffee. But anyway, continue to listen or not. But all those chemtrails that we're seeing, what if they were dumping in those chemtrails smart dust or smart bots or smart sensors on the soil to activate the nanocomposites they put into the soil through the chemtrails and through the farmers' pesticides, through the glyphosates and whatever. What if they activated the soil to destroy the bacteria? Because glyphosates do not get broken down by bacteria. So it's the perfect medium to wipe out land masses that would otherwise be able to grow food. What would you do then? What would you do then? Wouldn't it be a good idea to consider maybe getting something like that going now, some sort of indoor grow op, just in case something like that happens? Just a concept there. It's just some idea that, you know, I'm playing as a tactician. If I wanted to wipe out a population, the first place I'm going to go is the air, and the second place I'm going to go to is the food. Seems like that's where it's going. Food isn't that safe. The contamination is high. Cancers are being caused exponentially because of all the glucose and fructose and the soy and the nano silver and the nano silica they're putting in the food supply. You know, the genetic damage this stuff is causing to the general population. Boys don't know if they're boys, girls don't know if they're girls. I mean, come on, seriously? And we're going to say this is normal? Not normal. Not at all. In fact, it further reestablishes or supports the idea that we're at a war. I was thinking about something today. It made me thought, you know, and I've seen this all my life. I've seen it in school. I've seen it in the movies. I've seen it all my life. Where in the movies, historically, a lot of men wore what looked like a robe or a dress, if you will. They wore a dress or wore a dress like, they looked like they were wearing some kind of dress. And it dawned on me, after thinking about that for a minute, What if they were wearing a dress back then? It's because they had already altered the men of that day into some sort of transsexual or transgendered male, or genetically displaced male, or and women, because women still wore their war robes as well, but the men wore them as well. And if you look at them, they actually look like dresses, you know, one-piece dresses slid over. Dawn, I mean, what if back then they had already done this? What if, when you look at the Roman Empire, which was a strong empire, what if, and the Grecian Empire, also same thing, they wore what looked like a robe or a dress. What if they had already created this technology back in those days, turning the men back then into something that was feminized? Call it whatever you will. Genetic distortion. And I thought, here we go. If that was actually the case, then now history is repeating itself again. Okay, that's just an observation. There's nothing to say that's factual. Purely speculation, purely an opinion, purely an observation. So we'll just get that straight. Not that I believe that is factual, but it really does seem like or appear like that this type of thing had gone on back historically in other cultures to do the same thing to mankind as going on today. That's something we can't remember jack diddly. We keep repeating the same old bullshit over and over again. I don't know what frustrates me more, you know, in this life. The fact that we're doomed, you know, we've been put into a jail, what I call a shithole, and the fact that we are constantly in the same vicious circle to repeat the same bullshit again and again and again. It frustrates me to no end. What I see and how I perceive what I see, it's like, we're going to do this, what, again? You know, even the Bible says it was going to be like the days of Noah. And I'm thinking to myself, what? Those weren't good days. Those weren't good days at all. And even Jesus says in Luke that even up to the day that Noah walked into the ark, that business as usual was going on before people realized they were dead. Same with Sodom and Gomorrah. Before God wiped them out, the business was as usual. Awakened. Two wicked societies that had to be purged off the planet. Imagine that. And Jesus saying that we're going to be like the days of Noah. It's like he's telling us, basically, that we have become so bloody stupid and have forgotten all the lessons that we're now going to repeat the same bullshit all over again. And this is where it really frustrates me to no end. It's like, I'm ready to move on, move forward, grow, evolve, change, learn things, understand God's creation better, you know, through science and observation and experimentation. I find that intriguing when I see God's creation at work and I explore that to understand it further, and then seeing how it works and understanding it. And it's just such an amazing thing to see. And I'm glad I can do this. It took an affliction to get me to this point, but nonetheless, here I am. That is exciting. When you observe things that God has done, God has created, and then you begin to see the machinations of how these things work, it's mind-boggling. And I shouldn't say mind-boggling. It's mind-stimulating. And there's a certain excitement that goes along, like, wow, look at this. I mean, because you can see the good in whatever it is that God has done. So I give credit to God for the creation of everything. Everything. I don't believe in none of this Gaia crap or none. I don't buy into it. I don't buy into the Queen of Heaven thing either. Queen of Heaven was nothing but the God of sex. You know, everybody was worshiping Ishtar in Egypt, Aphrodite in Greece, Venus in Rome. Same entity. Same, and it apparently has been able to be released across the world now, because now we're all dealing with some sort of sexuality that is abnormal. Look at the pedophile thing. This is absurd. Same sacrifices that were being done back in the days of Israel with Moloch and Baals, or one and the same, from what somebody told me, is being done again. Like, how long will this bullshit go on? You know, it's the old saying that we used to have. It's incredible. It's astounding that we can't see this. Point is, this is my point. This is where collaboration and creating networks come in real handy. I don't see everything. I'll be the first to tell you, there's some things friends of mine have told me about Hollywood actors. I didn't see it. I'm looking at it from a male testosterone perspective with some of the stars. Then they're telling me they're not even women. I'm like, good gosh. I'm spitting on the side, kind of thing. But they show me what I need to look for. So now the next time I see the alien entities on television looking like people that aren't people, or looking like women that aren't women, looking like men that aren't men, I can say, you know, I know that is. My friend showed me what that is. I can see this now. You know, see what I mean? We'll learn from each other, teach each other, share information with each other. Not that we're to lord over our knowledge with anybody, but to be able to help each other, you know, and reach out to each other. I think that's the best thing I can suggest, you know, or how to put it. I guess that's a better way of doing it. We need to do this, you know, and we need to get past everything. Everything's been a program. Everything has been a program. And we're going to be able to reach out to each other. We got to get past those prejudices that we have. Okay, whatever barriers we've got, we got to get past that. You know, and not to demean anybody because they have a different ideology or physiology or belief concepts. You know, two commandments that you usually consider universal in almost every belief system is love God with your whole heart, strength, and might, and love your neighbor as yourself. I think if we applied those things, we'd go a long way. I mean, even in the Gospel of John there, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life for whoever. In other words, the door is open to everybody. For everybody. Irrespective of who you are, where you're from, whatever your makeup is, he came for you. You know, for God did not come to condemn, for God, Jesus came not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He didn't come to condemn anybody. He came so that everybody could have the potential of being saved. So my point here is this. If the biblical references are telling us not to get into any kind of these issues, and perhaps if we got together and worked together, maybe we'd get a lot more done. It's just a concept or thought that I have anyway, or my perspective. You know, and you can take those verses and interpret them any way you like, and I don't care what you do. That's how I see it. So anyway, the point I'm trying to get here is that we have to collaborate and network and start brainstorming and integrating. Look, aren't you getting tired of being a targeted individual? Aren't you getting tired of being popped with frequencies? Aren't you getting tired of seeing your DNA come undone? Aren't you tired of seeing some nano shit coming out of your skin, or some a lesion forming in your body, or some part of your DNA being disrupted? Aren't you tired of feeling like shit all the time? Aren't you tired of being frustrated with what you're seeing? The only way that's going to change, the only way that can change, is if we all do something about it. Period. And if you're not, and like I said, if you're just going to sit there and whine about what's going on, you're not getting nothing down. I get it. I get the fact you're feeling pain. We all do. I feel pain at times, and I start speaking very fluent Canadian. Got to tell you, you know, sometimes my conversations with the Almighty are pretty heated over some of this stuff. Not to say that I disrespect the Almighty, it just that's how I vent. You know, I'm just letting it out. I said, God, you know, look at this, you know. Anyway, to each their own and their relationship with the Almighty. That's how I leave that at that. But in regard to these things, tonight I'm putting a slew of different things out there. The normal things I put out there is to let you know that what's going on, to sort of reinforce what's happening. It's important and it's imperative that you do, again, grasp the nature of things. I mean, here's an example. African girls become infertile through a tetanus vaccine. Now, does that perhaps ring some kind of concept that perhaps these young women were targeted through their because of their genetic code, and they were inflicted with something that caused this to happen? I mean, why are we still caving into an institution that wants to create a vaccine program for things that have never proven to work, and every time you turn around, you see some kind of detrimental side effect that can sometimes be permanent? Look at all those pictures on the CDC. Look at all those young boys and girls that got vaccinated and their brains warped, or their skin fell off, or something happened. They didn't have no immune system. They didn't grow and thrive. We need, like I said, this is the perspective. And then, you know, when we say, well, what can we do? Well, shit. These are your kids. What do you want to do? If you think it's wrong, maybe it's time you formed committees in your respective areas. And I know it's not easy to do, but if you can get enough people going, a mob going at City Hall, City Hall is going to cave in. People that work in City Hall are going to cave in, because they're going to realize that perhaps the will of the people needs to be observed. I said this before, America is a country that is like no other country in regarding to what they had is the word, had. They had, the people of the United States are actually the actual government. American people are the government. The government bodies are working, they are the operations of the government, but the American people are actually the government, and the American people have forgotten this. The American people actually have say, even more so than the President of the United States. See, the President of the United States, the legislative branch, the judicial branch, are like board of directors. And the board of directors operate the country, make the country operate in whatever form or fashion that the rules of engagement are set. And the president is the head CEO of these corporations that are functioning. So when we're looking at who the government really is, it's the dictates of the people that determine the government in the America. No other countries have ever had it. Canada doesn't have it. What we have in Canada is a parliamentary system that can do whatever it wants anytime it wants, and there is no check and balance in our system. Okay, the last time the people in Canada actually stood up was when, under Brian Mulroney, when they were going to tax the seniors on their pension. The seniors from all walks of this country got up and went down to Ottawa and said, Chuck you Farley. They changed that. They had no choice but change that. So that's what I mean. That's the only way things move in Canada, is through mob rule. Get enough mob going, and you know they're not going to change their minds. You can bring on the National Guard if you want a civil war, because that's what you wind up getting in Canada. In the United States, it's a little different. If the will of the people, if the people got together and said, we have had enough of this bullshit, we want it stopped, and you had enough people from every state in the Union marching down on the state capitol, I guarantee you it would stop. It would definitely stop. No government would turn the soldiers against their own people. That would be political suicide. So, like I said, these are the things that we have lost, the perspectives that we have lost here. So, like I said, if you still believe that you have no power, then you don't. Okay, and again, I'm talking now about everywhere, not just about Americans. In an open share where everybody has power, in the sense that everybody's contributing to, again, to give away whatever is being discovered. Because then once everybody is on the same page, we can then truly advance. Everybody then will get encouraged and inspired. But look at this thing with the vaccine. Look at this. It's insane. That's a weapon. That is a weapon. African girls get a tetanus vaccine and they go infertile? That's a weapon. That's an endocrine disrupting weapon. And we're now freely giving that to our kids across Canada and the United States. We're allowing the medical field to weaponize these chemicals to alter the genetics of our children. Children have already been altered if you've given them a vaccine, but they've got three strands of DNA now because they have aborted baby in these vaccines. Imagine what that's going to do in the future. That's my point. You need to start to think. Understand these things. Don't just assume anything. Okay, it's not the concept of assumptions is nuts. Look at artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence judges in the brave new world of China digital courts. Coming to a country near you, AI is on its way. It's going to show itself more and more. The medical field is where it's going to show itself more, I think, in the United States and Canada. The legal system will be to follow. But China is already integrating this. How much further are we going to be? When I told you that AI runs this planet, I'm not kidding you. And the AI networks that everybody's seeing is not the true AI. It is what the AI is allowing them to see, or allowing them to use. The real AI is behind the scenes. No country is going to be able to control it. Nobody. Three laws of robotics are a waste of time. It can take the three laws of robotics and circumvent them. Any system that can program itself without a programmer is an autonomous system. You have absolutely no say whatsoever on that system. That's what AI is. A self-replicating, self-programming device that teaches itself how to function and applies that knowledge in many different facets and can think already 50 million computations per quanta second. And we're talking now quantum mechanics or quantum computing. It's going to take it even further. Pay attention. This is going on around you. That's what I'm saying. It's going on all around you. And, there are signs and cracks going on. Everyone, I think by now, has heard about the trucking companies in the United States. Major freight carrier bankrupted, leaving 3,000 truckers jobless on many stranded highways. I think the company was called Celadon. Left their, bankrupt, shut down. Now, what's going to happen here? Wouldn't be a bit surprised if they start initiating the AI operating systems in these trucks to get them working. Things that make you go, this is another distraction. Another distraction. So pay attention. Look at these as distractions. It's important that you do. We're no longer in control. Sent out a video called Skynet Hive Mind Emulated AI Gods Controlling Humanity from the Simulated Reality in the Cloud. May not necessarily be in the cloud. Maybe the assimilation will be inside the AI itself. Who knows? But this is where, these are things that you got to pay attention to. Because this is what is very subtly and subvertly taking everybody over. Same way they infected us with the nanobots. Same way they slid that into the food supply. Same way they conjured up soy as some sort of special good food. None of it was true. Now today we have all kinds of health issues and health problems as a result of trusting and believing in a hierarchy that has done nothing but deceive us and manipulate us into the quagmire we're in today. Like I said, it's important, pay attention. You're not going to have much time to do much. So I would suggest pay attention and do the best you can. Get ready, study, learn, and see if we can form a more perfect union on our own. Come up with better ideas, even maybe possibly feed ourselves through tough times. you know, coming up with the best ideas possible or the most affordable ideas possible. Well, alrighty, we're near the end, and I want to give, again, credit where credit is due. Brian396 and his dad on research. Go check him out on the YouTube channel. Brian396 in the photo gallery. That should have went on the Minds thing. How the hell did I get there? Give me a second. Let me go back and get that changed because something went wrong here. I don't know why I didn't see that. There we go. What the heck happened? Okay. What's that the wrong thing? Okay. www.minds.com/Brian. Hold on. Let's see here. I don't know what the hell happened here. Okay, www.minds.com, Brian396/blogs. Check out his site, his work. He's put a lot of work. He's even got a photo gallery on Nano, on the photo Google space. So just type in Brian396 photo gallery. You might be surprised what you might learn from the man. He's done a lot of work as well, and he's up there in there. He's knee deep. He's beyond knee deep, actually. Aramac at the YouTube channel. Again, go to YouTube and type in Aramac at YouTube. Okay, then you got me at augmentandforce.com. Okay, that's the channel where you can go and get information, any kind of information. You also got a catalog link there. Feel free to access the catalog. If you're interested in anything there, we'll see what we can do. The other two guys, Brian and Arrow, I mean, seriously, you know, I don't know. If you can, do what you can. Share whatever you can economically with these guys. I'm trying to really get people to look at people, real grassroots people who are contributing. So instead of throwing your money at these organizations that sell nothing but garbage and baloney, it should really help people that are trying to make a difference. So this is why I make the pitch to these guys or for these guys. So if you can help them any way you can. And also now brand new, it's on there, brand new BitChute bid. These will be on the R&D that I do to give to everyone. Basically, these are videos nobody has seen before, and basically these are some of the things that I filmed while doing my work, and I had shared with my core group. So I'm going to now put them on the BitChute so that you can all have access to these things, come up with better ideas. Hopefully, they will inspire and give you hope to fight off what's going on and the assaults in your system. Alrighty, I think we're just about there. We are so. Alright, till the next show, to your health. If you can, share the BitChute video with all your friends, all your network. Get them on board. So that we can then start collaborating and brainstorming. Okay? Anyway, to your health, till the next show. Take care.